We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Asking you to choose mask mandate or vaccine mandate. Say that you had to. We're in this imaginary world where the counties surrounding Erie had a mask mandate. Erie County had a vaccine mandate. You had to pick one. As I said last hour, we know neither showed to stop any kind of spread of COVID because we have data on that. But I think it's what is going to be a reality for many of us very soon. Are you picking a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate? 803-0930, star 930. Alex is in East Amherst. Alex, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Doing well. What would you say if New York State said, hey, you got to pick one or the other?
I mean, I'm obviously going to pick the mask, but as it stands now, I won't even wear one into places now, and nobody has said a word to me yet. I'm not vaccinated, so if it comes to that, I mean, I think they should just skip to phase two. We all know where it's going. Basically coercing businesses and just saying, skipping into phase two by saying, if you're vaccinated enough, wear a mask. So it's coming, not if, it's when. So I'd rather not do this dance of masks for 2 weeks and then, you know, then Mark Poloncarz decides to go to phase two. I love how David Bellavia said he's going to come out like the Emperor of Rome to the Colosseum and do a thumbs up or thumbs down. He's already taking cues from Cuomo to do big press conferences, get everybody hyped up to see if he's going to allow us to go back to normal. So I'm sick of it. I'd rather they just do what they're going to do. Just go right to phase two. Skip right to phase four. Just shut us down. I'll be fine. I'll stay in my house. But I'm not getting vaccinated, and I'm not wearing a mask anywhere I go as it stands right now.
Alex, as someone who's unvaccinated, hearing what he said yesterday about, well, we don't want to punish the vaccinated. Did you hear that the same way I did? As, well, that just shows that all this is to force people to get in line and get vaccinated.
Of course that's what it's for, but I don't think it's working. I think it's been this long, and if you haven't gotten it by now, and your job hasn't forced you, I don't see how they're going to convince people. I am not going to be convinced by any carrot stick. I don't care what they dangle in my face. If I can't go anywhere but my house, so be it. I've accepted the repercussions. I'm standing on my morals, and I've been keeping a list with my mother, actually, of people we know that have been getting COVID, and all of them are vaccinated. I have one friend recently who got COVID. Other than that, it's been vaccinated people spreading it to other vaccinated people. So I love how the Bills and Sabres games are vaccinated only, but I guarantee you those people are spreading it anyway. So to me, this is the flu. I've learned to live with it. I'm not living in fear. It's just become a joke.
Well said, Alex and East Amherst. I appreciate the call. And, you know, like you said, there are people, there are large gatherings that's vaccinated only, and people are catching COVID there. Now, are they as severe? We'll see. But people are catching COVID, vaccinated groups of people. But the county executive says, yeah, that might be happening, but...
If you are 100% vaccine mandate, you do not have to wear a mask at this point. We do not want to punish people for being vaccinated. Oh. And we know that the rate of transmission among vaccinated people is much less.
But it's not zero. It's not. That statement speaks volumes. That shows that all this is a push to force you to get vaccinated. for those 30% that aren't or 40% that aren't, this is all it is. Is it about protecting you? I don't know. Because if you have a vaccine mandate, hey, go on in there mask-free. That statement said it all. It's all about forcing you to get vaccinated. And I would have loved someone to say, hey, county executive, look at the numbers last year when there was a mask mandate and our cases went through the roof. What do you expect to be different this time with a mask mandate? I don't know. And Alex said what everyone is saying. You go anywhere. I went to several places today. I did some work before I came into work. You like that? And I went into a few places today, and not only did I not see the customers wearing masks, I didn't see a lot of the employees wearing masks, but again, the county executive lives in a different world. Here's what he said yesterday.
I'm very pleased to see what was a response from some of the businesses, including in the town of Marilla, after the Marilla supervisor said they're not going to do a mask mandate. Two of the biggest businesses that welcome the public into the town of Marilla said, oh, no, we're going to require a mask mandate because we want to protect our staff.
Mark, you hear? Mark, you listening? Turn up your radio. You listening? That is the goal. Businesses making the decision, not the government. Of course, businesses have the freedom to do whatever mandates they want to do. If a business wants to do a mask mandate, if a business wants to do a vaccine mandate, they have every right to do that. And they will either reap the rewards or pay the consequences. But that's the point. Marilla, the supervisor Marilla, which we've had here on this show a couple of times now, he didn't say that no one will be required to wear a mask. He left it up to the businesses because that's what government is supposed to do. If you as a business think it would be better to have a mask mandate, then you put the mask mandate in. Mark made it sound like it was this huge own to the supervisor of Marilla. No, that's what Earl Gingrich Jr. said to us when we had him on the show. He's leaving it up to the businesses. And he acknowledged that there were businesses that are going to have a mask mandate, but it is up to them, not up to the government. I love how he just said that like it was a huge own to the supervisor of Marilla. That's not what it was. It was not a huge own. It was businesses making the decision for their business. And that is their right. He definitely can't read the room. But with that said, we are living in right now, for this segment, pretend that there's no attorneys, there's no lawsuits, and you have to pick vaccine mandate or mask mandate. What are you selecting? 803-0930, star 930. Adam is in Pendleton. Adam, good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, Adam. What do you have for us this afternoon?
I just want to know, like, with all these mandates going on, I wasn't for the vaccine, or like I'm not against vaccines. My daughter's got the vaccination. She's only 7. She doesn't have the COVID one, but like the school ones and stuff like that. I wasn't gonna get vaccinated. I never got flu vaccinated. I'm not a sick person. My one question, I guess, would be, is I got vaccinated because my work and Joe Biden and many other politicians I saw and said, if you get vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. Now, I work in a machine shop. It's 105, 100-something degrees in there all summer long. Nothing's worse than having to wear that thing over your mouth while you're trying to breathe air that's already 100. So I went and got vaccinated against my better judgment, I guess you could say. And once I got it, then a couple months later, all of a sudden I got to wear a mask again.
Right.
Now the government telling me that, hey, if you get vaccinated, and Polkar just said it, you get vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. I don't. Where is that? Because I'm vaccinated, and yet I'm still wearing masks. So I don't understand what you're saying. You lied to me once. Yep. Same on me. You lied to me twice. You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah. No, exactly. Hey, Adam, I was told when I got my vaccine, I would never have to wear a mask again, and I can go back to my life as normal. That lasted for less than 2 months, and look where we are now.
And I went, me and a buddy from work both agree politically and whatever wise, and we both went, and the whole time we're going together, we're going like, man, like, what are we doing? Like, this is like, not that I felt dirty or anything, but I felt like I was like going against like things I stand for. Like, you want to get vaccinated? Go for it. That's on you. You know, I don't think you should be forced to. And there
right.
I'm forced, and I'm falling in line like a sheep that I preach against. And then I got lied to, which is the exact reason I don't like falling in line like a sheep to begin with.
Right. Yeah, Adam, you're preaching to the choir. I completely understand. And that's the thing. And someone put it on the Volkswagen Horchard Park text board. Well, Joe, how much longer until vaccinated means you had three shots, not just the two shots? And that's a great point, because I think we're starting to see the writing on the wall for that as well. So, hey, you're vaccinated. Well, I see you only have two lines filled out there. You don't have the third, so we're going to have to you're going to have to leave. We can't have you hanging out here. So, I mean, all good points. And Adam, I was the same way. I was told, hey, get vaccinated. Now, to be fair, I was not told by my employer, they don't to require it. That was not the case. I was told by our elected officials that once I got this, you know, I could by the summer be living my normal life again. And that was the case for a month or so. But we are now going back into life like it was before vaccines. I'm required to wear a mask no matter where I go. We're getting threatened with 50% capacity. We're getting threatened with shutdowns. 40% of hospitalizations are those who are vaccinated. Yeah, it seems like we're in the same place we were last year. So I get the case against any of the mandates. Believe me, I do. But the reason I brought this topic up is I know. I don't usually have that kind of confidence to say it. I know we are heading to where New York State is going to have a mandate and Erie County is going to try to one-up New York State. The writing is on the wall. The outline has been done, right? Remember outlines in high school? Your outline's due Friday. I would always do great on the outline, not so well on the paper. The outline's already done. The outline's already set up. New York State is going to, and whatever Kathy Hochul wants, Kathy Hochul will get. There will be some kind of mandate throughout New York State, and Mark Poloncarz will try to one-up it with a vaccine mandate. And that's why I thought this would be a good topic. Which one would you prefer? You had to pick one or the other. Let's forget for momentarily. Let's pretend that the attorneys have no say. Let's pretend that there's no courtroom. Luckily, that's in the real world. We do have attorneys. We do have the courtroom. Let's pretend that doesn't exist. You have to pick a vaccine or a mask mandate. Which one are you going to and why? I just got a very interesting email. And you can email me if you'd like to. You can go to WBEN.com and click on the contact portion of the page and click on my name, Joe Beamer. Someone emailed me this, and I thought it was interesting. And I was debating if I was going to share it with you or not. And I think I will. So the email goes like this. I'm listening to you on December 1st, yada, yada. And Diane is the person. And Diane, if you could call 803-0930, I'd like to have this conversation with you on the air. Diane says, everyone on WBEN says they are against vaccine mandates, yet most of you got your shots. Is it because you would not have a job if you did not? Diane, let me answer right now. No, there's not a vaccine mandate here at Odyssey. So I just want to make that very clear. It seems everyone got the shot. Colin say the same thing. They got the shot, but they are against mandates. I don't understand why people got the shot always say this. I think I understand what you're saying. It looks like you were voicing this to your phone to send and weren't typing it in. But let me say this. I got the vaccine in April because I did want to get back to my normal way of life. And that was a Joe Beamer decision. I decided that the vaccine would be right for Joe Beamer. It's not my job. It's not my right to say the vaccine would be right for anyone else. We have Jim, Ron, and John on the line. It would not be fair for me to say the vaccine is right for John, Ron, or Jim. I don't know these individuals. So it's not my job to tell them. It's not the government's job to tell them. Everyone who gets or doesn't get the vaccine should be doing it for one reason. The same reason I got it. Because you think it's right, or you think that, or you do not want it. Those are the only reasons anyone should do something when it comes to making a decision like that, putting a drug into your body, putting the vaccine. You're the one who should be making that decision. You shouldn't make it because Mark Poloncarz told you to do it. Now, you want to talk it over with your doctor, of course. So I got the vaccine because at the time in April, felt it was right. But just because I got it doesn't mean I'm for the mandate. And of all the people I know who got the vaccine, none of them favor a mandate. They did it for their reasons. I do what I do for my health, for my family's health. But it is no one's job to tell me what to do except for me, my doctor. And the same should go for you. No one should be getting a vaccine because of a mandate. So I hope I'm understanding what your question is, but I would say most people who are vaccinated are also against mandates. And both can be true. You can be pro the vaccine, pro getting it, making a personal decision for you, but against the government telling people they have to do it to live their lives. They don't have to be the same. And I hope that answered the question. I hope that makes sense what I'm trying to say. 803-0930-*930. Someone said, Joe, you're coming from a point of weakness. You have nothing to lose because you got a vaccination. I'm not sure where, maybe I'm just misunderstanding people today. But my point is, you can be vaccinated and against the mandate. Anyone I know who's vaccinated is against any kind of mandate. Mask mandate, vaccine mandate, anything where the government is telling you what to do. So I hope I made that point very clear. 803-0930-*930. Mask mandate or vaccine mandate, you have to pick one because we live in the great state of New York. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio. 930 WBEN talking about... talking about what would you prefer? This always happens right when I go on air. What would you prefer? It might be because I take a big swig of Monster Energy before turning on the mic. That's never good. Radio hosting 101. Would you prefer a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate? And Matt in South Wales texted in and has given me a great idea. To add on to this topic. So vaccine mandate or mask mandate. And thanks to Matt from South Wales and also Diane who emailed in, we responded to her email last segment. To those of you like me who got vaccinated, tell me why you got vaccinated. Was it like me? You wanted to get back to normal life? You wanted to protect immunocompromised family around you? We had someone text in, they got the vaccine because of their husband who has a weak immunity. That's a reason for it. Why did you get vaccinated? Did you get the booster shot? And were you like me? I got vaccinated to go back to normal. And let me tell you, we're not back to normal yet. So I think that might be a good addition to this topic as well at 803-0930. Ann is in Cheektowaga. Ann, thanks for hanging on.
Oh, anytime. Thank you for taking my call.
Ann, what would you choose, a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate?
Definitely a mask mandate. I am not vaccinated. I have gone the last 2 years without a vaccine. I don't take a flu shot. I take care of myself. I work out. I like to think I'm very healthy. And I usually don't get colds aside from a common cold. So I don't intend on getting vaccinated. The reason I said the mask mandate as opposed to vaccine mandate, obviously, because I'm not vaccinated. But I take care of my parents that are aging. And my biggest fear is if they need something at the drop of a hat, I am a half hour away from Niagara County to go to a store. I can't just go to my corner store. I live 5 minutes away from my parents just to take care of them. I don't have the luxury of going a half hour one way and a half hour another way. That's an hour that they have to wait for something that they might need immediately.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest fear.
That was my next question. Do you fear that, as I said, you know, the writing's on the wall, the stage has been set. Do you fear what we could be hearing over in the next couple of days?
Definitely, it's a huge fear, and I can't be the only one listening that is in this situation, taking care of aging parents and fearing, what are they going to do? They may not be as close to a neighboring county as I am, even though I'm only a half hour away. But if it's statewide, then what do I do?
Right. And you know, like I said, I think a statewide is probably just going to go as far as a mask mandate, but you really can't put anything past these politicians. And
exactly.
I'm right there with you. I fear that, you know, very soon you're going to have to make that 30-minute drive. And I hope this gets won in the courtrooms before we even get to phase two. But Ann, thanks for sharing the call and the insight.
Thank you for taking it.
Ann in Cheektowaga opens a line for you at 803-0930. Ron doesn't like either option, and he's in West Seneca. Ron, good afternoon.
Hey, Joe. Hey, I want to commend you, Joe. You're taking phone calls right away. You are doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Ron.
You're welcome, my friend. That's right, neither. And, you know, really, Joe, there's something very sinister happening here. And, you know, you think about pulling cars and Dr. Gal Bernstein. She's stealing our money. Okay, every time she goes up there and she speaks, you know, that's costing us taxpayers a lot of money. And it's very, very sad. I don't even know how she can sleep at night, Joe. And I'm being very straightforward with you. These people are evil. It's just very sinister what's happening. These people in power are fear-mongering us to death. Well, some, not me. Okay, I mean, I've done my research, and you got your vaccine because you wanted to. But a lot of these people were coerced, Joe. Just like you said, I wanted to go back to living my life, you know, normal. But it will never be like that, Joe.
Ron, April of 2021, I would have said, oh, come on, we're almost there. And now, you're right. The normal that I was hoping for when I went to ECC South twice to get these shots, we are far, far away from it. And that includes for the people who actually went and got vaccinated. So what did it do?
I think that these businesses that are, some of them are saying, oh, you know, vaccinated only. I say we have a unvaccinated party, okay? No mask, unvaccinated. Now, open it to everyone, of course, but advertise it as such. What they're doing is segregating us, and that is their goal because they want to see who is compliant and complicit and who's going to listen to the big government. Some people like big government, Joe. They like their decisions to be made for them.
You know, Ron, and unfortunately, a lot of the people that you're speaking of fall in my generation. They like someone holding their hand and telling them what to do.
Well, we can't do that. I mean, I'm not your dad. I'm not your mom.
Yep.
You gotta make, like you said, you got to make your own decisions. You got to grow up and say, you know what? And pulling cars, too. Same with him. You know, as I said to you before, lock him out. Lock Bernstein out. You got a business. Don't let him in.
Yeah. And Ron, like I said last hour, you know, don't get the vaccine because Joe Beamer got it, and don't get it because Mark Poloncarz told you. The only reason you would get it or not get it is a decision you've made, because no one knows you like you. And no one else should be even trying to influence that decision.
That's right. And there were some adverse reactions to that vaccine. And I said this to you before when you and I spoke, that my wife, she had a heart attack after the first Pfizer and two minor strokes after the second Pfizer shot. She recovered fully at Buffalo General, and thank God for that. But you don't see Poloncarz or Bernstein talking about her, because her life is as important as someone that is suffering from COVID, because it's not a talking point for them.
Well, and Ron, not only that, if you posted that on social media, they'd put a censory on it. They would put a fake news warning on it, and you lived it. I mean, that's how ridiculous it's gotten.
Yeah, well, there's a record. You know, we can go to General Hospital. We had to call an ambulance, and when she had her stroke, the second stroke, she drove herself to the hospital. She was admitted for a week for both, and miraculously, she recovered from the stroke.
Well, I am so happy to hear that. God bless you and her. And like I said, the unfortunate thing is, you put that on Facebook or Twitter, they would put a banner over what you said. And the thing is, it's true. You lived it. You saw it. And it's just gotten so ridiculous, the censory. And yeah, like you said, our elected officials don't even want to recognize it. But we're supposed to believe everything that comes out of their mouth.
No, because they can't, because it's too easy to talk about COVID. They don't want to talk about, like, opioid deaths and people that are committing suicide or the depression, the anxiety. They don't want to talk about that because that's not a talking point.
No, Ron, you got it right there. Ron in West Seneca, I appreciate your call. 803-0930, *930. And, you know, this goes back to something we've talked about, why people don't trust the government, you know, and this is why. You're not being honest all around. You should definitely cover everything that is brought up. You should address, even if it doesn't fit your narrative, you should address it. I'm not saying you'll ever get everyone trusting you. I mean, most people don't trust their government for good reason. But if you were upfront and honest, and you addressed concerns of the community, you addressed those concerns of those that, yeah, politically don't agree with you, you might get someone to listen. But when you don't, and when you laugh at them, I keep saying this. I think I've said this every day for the last 2 weeks. But it's so sad to see our elected officials bullying people that don't agree with them. And then they wonder why people don't trust them. It's very interesting to watch. It is very interesting to watch. 803-0930, *930. What would you choose, mask or vaccine? I think John on a cell phone here is going to be a rare caller, but I'm glad he called in. John, thanks for calling in. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. So, I just, you know, when you think about this thing, this is a serious, you know, health problem going on, and it amazes me. You know, they talk in school about STEM, S-T-E-M, education, to educate people into science and technology and engineering. I think we have a lot of people who, for whatever reason, aren't interested. And I use the word I use it in a respectful way, and that is ignorant, you know, of science and reality. If you pay attention open-mindedly, set the politics aside and set all the craziness aside. You have to think about, you know, stand in front of a mirror and look at yourself and say, this is not just about me. We just had a woman on who has, I think she said she's got elderly parents that she takes care of, and yet she doesn't take immunizations or vaccines. Well, does she realize that she's the single largest risk to their health? And I just wonder if she would stand in front of a mirror for 10 minutes, look at just herself and think. And maybe she would come to a different place, but if I were her parent, I'm not so sure I'd want to see her. I mean, this is a dangerous situation for elderly people. And
well, to be fair, John, I'm sure she takes precautions when she's around her parents, doesn't get in their face. You know, if she felt sick, she'd stay away from them, but go ahead.
I'm sure that she does, but the fact that she says, oh, I'm in good health, I take care of myself, I work out. The virus doesn't care about that. The virus doesn't know that. I mean, it's obvious this stuff is so communicable, and it transfers incredibly quickly. It's just people who ignore the data and the science, because you know, everybody like the Ron Gronkowski ad. I'm special. Well, we're not that special. And you're also part of a bigger group of people. You have a responsibility to the society you live in, unless you live out in the mountains or you live alone, you know, out in the wilderness. But when you're reacting and interacting with people daily, I think you have a responsibility, whether it's large or small, to think outside yourself for a change.
Well, John, can I challenge that real quick? You know, because you bring up the data and the science, which I will agree changes every day. I think it's difficult for people to look at this vaccine. And again, this is coming from someone who's vaccinated, to look at the vaccine and then be on the fence, have, you know, reasonable questions, and then look at the hospitalizations and see 40% of people vaccinated are in the hospital. If I'm already on the fence about the vaccine, how is that pushing me one way to get it?
Okay, interesting point. But what my understanding is of the people who are in the hospital and intensive care, what I've been hearing for a month is those folks who are in, 90-some percent, 3-4 weeks ago it was 95%, all the people in ICU in serious shape, those are folks who are not vaccinated. I'm not sure where you got your data. And are there breakthroughs? You bet there are breakthroughs.
I got the data from Mark Poloncarz' Twitter, by the way, just so you know.
Okay. Even when there are breakthroughs, these people, they got the virus for COVID, but they're not dead and they're still alive. And how about that case in Victor? You heard about that family 2 weeks ago south of Rochester in Victor?
Yeah, I did. Tragic. Hey, I'm not downplaying the seriousness of COVID. I'm just saying that the measures we are taking a year ago when it comes to mask mandate didn't work. And I don't understand why we would cripple businesses again for something that has proven not to work.
I don't know where your data comes from about the mask. Remember, a year ago, we had a different COVID. Then the Delta came along, 3-4 months ago. The Delta is 10 times as transmittable or transferable. It's also more deadly. Now, there's no one we don't know about. Now, with regard to masks, let's think about this for a second.
Hey, John, I will, but I have to get the traffic. Are you good to hold?
A couple minutes, I will, yeah.
It'll be 30 seconds. All right, John, on a cell phone, we're having an interesting conversation. By the way, for a point, because I don't want to get called out for fake news, today it's 38% of hospitalizations were vaccinated individuals. I don't want to put out fake news there. If it was the showcase showdown, I would have gone over and would have been wrong. John, I appreciate you hanging on. We had to get that traffic update in. Please go ahead.
No, happy to do it. With regard to masks, now, you know, most of us, think back to, you know, the last generations or decades, most of us, when we get the flu or a cold, they ask us to stay home because you don't want to transmit it. That's gotten popular in the past 5 or 6 or 10 years. But when we're in a room or a meeting or you're around people, what do we do when we have to sneeze or cough? We cover our mouth. We sneeze or cough into our sleeve.
Yes.
The tissue. We turn our head. We walk 6 feet away. Why do we do that? Everybody does that. And if you're a room and if you sneeze openly, people are going to ask you to leave. Nobody does that because it's rude. Masks, in my mind, are just a logical extension of what we have been doing for generations. And the idea that masks don't work, they're not perfect, but there are test results out there. Masks make so much sense. They're not perfect, but they help.
But
I just don't understand the logic where people say masks don't work.
I think if you look at the cloth masks, I think there'd be a lot of data that would show they don't completely stop the spread like an N95. But, John, I'm not even talking about masks itself. I'm talking about mask mandates. You cannot point to one part of this country where a mask mandate was implemented and the cases started going down. I think that's where people are frustrated. It's not stopping the spread. It's not denying the seriousness of COVID. It's this measure is crippling business. It's not crippling COVID.
Well, it's just like the comparison that one of the doctors made on television, has been doing it for several months. If it's raining outside and you're going to go outside and you're going to protect yourself, if you put a rain hat on and you walk out, you're going to get wet. And as you add a coat and galoshes and gloves, you're going to have even more protection around you. It's the same thing with masks in terms of quality and how frequently you use them. It's just so logical. Now, one other thing. I work for a fairly large international company. And while we're not mandated to get shots we are mandated to wear masks now at work. We all have to do it, and everybody seems to do it. But I work next to people, five of which who've gotten COVID, none of whom have been vaccinated. And I just got my booster today. But the company has had on-site shots, giving people free lunch. You can go home early and get 4 hours of free pay. And also, anybody who gets a shot is getting a $500 check. But we don't have mandates. And, I mean, there are ways to do it, ways to encourage people. But I don't think people take this thing seriously enough. And that couple in Victor, it just, to me, it's just illogical. I think a lot of people are, and I myself at times, I'm very stubborn at times. You know, things that I like to do or don't do. But in a situation like this, in a sense, we're under attack. It's an invisible attack. We're closing in on 800,000 people dead. It completely dwarfs World War, you know, the World Wars and Vietnam. And yet, we're still arguing about this crazy thing.
Well, and John, I don't want to sound like I'm downplaying COVID. I that's nothing I've ever tried to do. I've tried to take the seriousness of COVID and put it in perspective. But, you know, you talk about logical things like masks. Does I have to ask you this, because I asked about the data last year. Does it make sense? You know, I said a week ago, maybe situational mandates, like essential places, you have to be masked. Does it make sense that when I get up and go to the bathroom at a chicken wing place, I have to put my mask on just to go to the bathroom? You look at stuff like that. What is wearing a mask for the 2 seconds I have it on really doing? Do you understand that? That how some people look at that as illogical?
I understand the point. I do. And that gets into, you know, trying to draw too thin a line or slice things too thin. And sometimes you would just, like, too many mandates. If you're standing here, you do. If you're standing over here, you don't. And maybe for simplicity reasons or inconsistency, maybe that's the reason that it's done. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I wouldn't have and I do it. I mean, I go out. Now, my next-door neighbor, a young woman, has two daughters, a single gal just moved in, and she disappeared for 2 weeks. And she just showed up the other day, and as it turned out, she got COVID. She'd been vaccinated. Where'd you get it? She said, I went to dinner with my friend, and she was sick the next day, and I got COVID. So she got it out at a restaurant somewhere.
Well, John, I appreciate the call, and I always like when people that have different opinions call in. I thought this was a really good conversation, and please don't be a stranger to the show, okay?
No, I won't, and I appreciate it. By the way, I think you do a great job, and I applaud what you do. I give you credit, because I'm not a big fan of people who, what I like to say, quote-unquote, live their life in public. A lot of it's hard to swallow, but I give you credit. I think you do a heck of a job, and you work hard to stay in the middle, so thank you, and take care.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. That's John on a cell opening a line for you at 803-0930. I am late for a break, but we are talking with you when we come back here on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.